Welcome everybody, Shin number 832, getting back to our Hilchas Brachos. Okay, I want to go through a interesting, the halachas of cereal, which we've been talking about, so I want to sort of like package it up and sum it up. And that is the, from the Star K, they have a whole write-up from a, I think he's one of the ones, the main people in charge in reference to the cereal part of it, and the experts in the cereal area in reference to the kashrus and so on, and the brachas and how it's made and so on. And that is Rabbi David Heber. Rabbi David Heber, he gave a, he wrote up, he gave shiurim, and he wrote up a whole, thing in reference to the various different issues that come up and the various different things to look out for and so on. It was written a few years ago, so I don't want to really put it out yet, in other words, on the groups and so on, as far as the link. If anybody would like the link, I could send it to them, but the reason why I want to just discuss it outside a little bit before we get to actually putting it up on the group where people could would like to link on themselves and see what exactly he wrote. It's a little bit complicated. On there is also the most updated serial lists, so one could get the most updated serial lists from the last couple of years over there also. But before we get to that, I just want to go through some of the various different points that he goes through in that that sort of report on cereals that he wrote, and like this explaining it. Therefore, that in conjunction with that, when anybody links on, we'll put out the link, anybody links on, they'll be able to understand a little bit better what he's talking about, and have a better idea, and then going from there. And through that, actually, we could, we'll be able to review and some of the various different, very important halachas in reference to, mizonos, al hamichya, and some of the various different halachas which we've been learning, in the past. Okay, so the first thing that he brings down, a lot of things, but just to, highlight some of the items, he brings down an interesting thing in reference to some of the cereals. When the cereal has the first ingredient, as we know, usually the first ingredient is the more prevalent ingredient in the item. Let's say in reference to wheat flour, right, you have the wheat flour or oat flour, whatever the case is. So when it's the first ingredient, it's a better chance that that is the main ingredient, and that's what most of the cereal is to an extent. But he brings down over there that sometimes you have two ways. As we know by now, of course, we have two ways of looking at flour. You could put flour into food, number one, for taste and sustenance, in which case it becomes a mizonos, right? Or you could put it in for just, keeping it together, sturdiness, looks or whatever, something like that, in which case it would be bottle, it would be, secondary to the other food, and then the bracha would be a shahakol or whatever the other ingredient is. So he brings down over there, interestingly enough, he brings down that sometimes many cereals you'll see that the oat flour or the wheat flour, whatever it is not the first ingredient. Sometimes you might have corn flour, which is the first ingredient, and the oat flour or wheat flour, the flour that was put in from the five grains is the second or possibly the third ingredient. So he brings down over there that there's no real way of knowing if the flour was put there for sustenance and taste, in which case it would be a mizonos, or it was actually put there for the mechanics of the food. Okay, so he says in a case like that, one should definitely call the, or get in touch with the kashrus agency of that cereal to find out why, in other words, it's not the first ingredient, but the flour wasn't put there ladabek to keep it together for looks, mechanics of the food. It wasn't put there for taste or sustenance, in which case it would be a mizonos. If it was put there for the mechanics of the food, right, ladabek, to keep it together and so on, give it sturdiness, so then it would be a shahakol. If the main ingredient would be the corn flour. So he says there's no way of really finding out, and one would have to, just by looking at it per se, one would really have to call the kashrus agency and find out what the proper bracha is. So then he just continues on over there, and he says if somebody taka can't, and you see that the wheat flour or the oat flour is like the second or third ingredient, and it's possibly corn flour the first one, meaning that the flour from the five grains, the oat flour or wheat flour, is sort of like secondary, and there's a good chance that it was put there for Ladabek, again, when we say Ladabek, we mean for the mechanics of the food, not for taste or sustenance. And he says, so in that case, if somebody's just flat out, I have to eat the cereal, and I can't get to the kashrus agency somehow, and I'm sort of like stuck over here, what do I do? And you see that the wheat flour or oat flour is like the second or third ingredient down the line, and you have corn flour as number one, and the ingredients in front of that, in front of the wheat flour or oat flour. So then he says to make a shahakol and a barunafoshos, assuming that the person ate a kazayas again under a four-minute period, a kazayas of the cereal under a four-minute period, to make a barunafoshos and make a shahakol in the beginning. So that's one important point he brings down. Okay, next item he brings down in reference to one has to be careful. Many cereals is made from rice, especially rice flour. Rice flour, and we've spoken about in the past, we had a shiur on it, is mizonos, and it's not, you know, the person shouldn't mix it up. It's not a shahakal. It's not like corn flour. It's not the regular flour like wheat and oats, you know, a spelt, whereby it's mizonos, whereby al hamichya has to be made, but rice flour is sort of like in the middle. It's a mizonos, just like wheat flour and oat flour and spelt flour. The rice flour is mizonos, but the after bracha, if one ate a kazayis b'chdei achilas pras under a four-minute period of cereal made of rice flour, and it was enough rice flour, then they would have to make a bar nefoshos. There's never a al hamichya on cereals or anything made from rice flour. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. If they see the ingredients are rice flour, and that's the main ingredient, and that's the majority, it also has to be the majority, then it would be a mizonos. It's also processed rice for cereals. He brings down, just to give some examples. Again, it depends how all these things are made, so that's another, obviously, like we keep on saying, you have to find out exactly. But it just brings down two examples as far as the processed rice, which would classify as, I guess, cooked rice and being a mizonos. It brings on Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Again, does Reb Haber in the Star K report. The Kellogg's Rice Krispies would be mizonos, and also the Fruity Pebbles would also be mizonos due to the fact that it's not rice flour, really, but again, I'm not so familiar exactly, but just by what he's saying, it's mizonos, the first bracha, and a bar nefoshos would be the after bracha. Again, Kellogg's Rice Krispies and post Fruity Pebbles, again, that's how he brings it down, mizonos, first bracha, and the bar nefoshos after bracha, again, due to the fact because it's the rice is processed and it would take on a halacha of basically cooked rice to an extent, or if something is made from rice flour, again, the same thing, and the majority is rice flour, one would have to make also mizonos and a bar nefoshos, as long as they ate enough in the right amount of time. Okay, we'll continue next time. Thank you for joining us. Shalom and bracha kol tov.